Hello, this is Graham Frey, and I'm at Bishopstoke, near Eastleigh, at the offices of OpenSight with Terry Smith. Now, Terry Smith, your title is very long and convoluted, isn't it?
It is very long, so we have to draw a bit of a breath to get it out, but it's the Community Development and Support Manager for OpenSight.
Uh-huh. Now, there's some splendid offices here, I must say. Not always thus. You were in a house or something.
Yes, indeed. This building replaces an old shop which the charity ran out of for a number of years. But regrettably, the old shop wasn't fit for purpose at all, especially for those who used and visited the building who were visually impaired. So we were very, very fortunate that back in 2006, a bequest from one of our beneficiaries meant that we were able to build these wonderful new offices, which are exactly what a visually impaired visitor or worker would want to utilise. It's absolutely perfect, and we're very, very pleased with that.
Now, you as an organisation cover the whole of Hampshire, and you operate quite a few open days, is that right?
Absolutely. We there is a fantastic range of aids and equipment which are designed to help those with visual impairment to make life a little easier in performing a whole range of daily living tasks and chores. We realise that in many cases getting around with sight loss is difficult, and whilst we have a fantastic centre here at the office, we fully appreciate that getting here sometimes can be difficult, hence why we take our equipment out to local areas across the county, and it means that people from a local area aren't faced with a large or arduous journey, long or arduous journey I should say, to get the benefit of finding out what is available on the market that can help them.
And on Wednesday the 24th, you are to be at Gosport at the Masonic Hall there.
Absolutely. We're delighted that we'll be in Gosport next Wednesday. We're at the Masonic Hall from 10 until 3. And on the day, visitors will be able to have a look at and try and meet a whole range of different manufacturers and suppliers and service providers who are coming to Gosport, especially for the day, to give lots of information, advice and guidance.
And typically the sort of things that people would be able to see and take a look at?
Well, as an example, we have a couple of manufacturers who are visiting who specialise in digital magnification. Now, that sounds quite technologically daunting, but in essence, a digital magnifier is a very, very clever piece of equipment which, as the name suggests, will magnify text or images, which will make it very easy for people to be able to see their bank statements, books, letters, etc. And with the technology that it utilises, one can change the colour and the contrast of the text to suit their own personal sight loss condition.
Because I understand from your explanation before that macular degeneration can sometimes involve certain colours being almost filtered out.
Exactly. We find that many of our visitors here to OpenSight with macular degeneration find that the contrast of yellow and blue is actually much more easier to see perhaps than the traditional black and white. But each one is very personal, and this is why at an event that we're holding similar to that we're holding in Gosport will enable all visitors to try many different pieces of equipment, and hopefully we'll be able to find something that will suit them perfectly.
So people aren't going to be just rushed through and past all the exhibits.
No.
You'll take time to explain them.
Absolutely. We fully understand, as do all of the specialist suppliers and manufacturers who are in attendance, that everyone needs to have a lot of time, or as much time as they need, to really have a good demonstration of a piece of equipment, to really understand how best to use it, and therefore will have that peace of mind that if they do buy something on the day, or perhaps order something for a later delivery, that it is exactly right for them, and that they have that, as I say, very important peace of mind that it is just right.
No being sort of railroaded into a decision.
No, we're very, very fortunate at OpenSight that we are in a position as an independent charitable organisation not to be linked to any specific manufacturer or supplier. We don't really care from where any of our beneficiaries buy their pieces of equipment. The thing that is important to us is that it is the right piece of equipment. And so by bringing a whole range of suppliers and manufacturers together, one is given the choice.
Now, I know that your own experience is very personal. You yourself have a sight problem, don't you?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, you would be able to recommend some of these types of
yes, indeed. In fact, I'm just looking at a list here, Graham, and I'm sure some of the names that I'm going to mention are going to be very, very familiar with many of your listeners. So as an example, let's have a look at our colleagues at Humanware. Now, they produce something called a Prodigy, and that's something that, just to explain, is a CCTV, which is a piece of equipment that you can put a book or a photograph or a letter underneath, and it will magnify onto a large screen. And not only that, it will physically read what is on that text. So very, very clever piece of equipment. Let's have a look at Optima. Many people will be familiar with the name Optima because they produce handheld magnifiers. So the traditional sort of magnifiers, sometimes with a light, and they come in different strengths to suit different sight loss conditions. And they also provide very clever pieces of equipment called a fitover. And again, many people will be familiar with them because they will fit over, as the name suggests, a pair of glasses to prevent glare from the sun. Now, can I just give you another very, very clever piece of equipment which many people with sight loss come to us and ask about? And that's a mobile phone. Smartphones are something which very many people have, as are tablets, and they're very, very clever. They make great use in terms of linking up with the internet, making telephone calls, taking photographs, you name it. With sight loss, they're not that easy to use unless they have a special piece of software downloaded onto them. And we're very lucky that on Wednesday, we'll not only have Synaptic accessible mobile phones and tablets, but also Tellurian. And they're a new name linked in with the RNIB, again, that many people will know, that provide smart phones and tablets which have built-in technology, especially for those of us that can't see very well. They're worth visiting. Very clever.
Now, on the day, will people have to pay at the door?
Absolutely not. No, we're very, very fortunate that we're able to offer entrance to anyone with a visual impairment, their friends, partners, and other visitors to come along completely free of charge, spend the day with us. As I say, we're there from 10 until 3. There will be light refreshments available throughout the day, so make a day of it. Come along. You won't be disappointed, I'm sure.
Thank you very much indeed for your time, and let's hope that more people will come to this particular open day.
I'm sure.
Thank you for your time here today.
Thank you, Graham, very much indeed.